Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Former Texans defender N.D. Kalu is out of football, sort of. He doesn't play anymore, but he's still very, very active in the game, and he's doing so on the radio via Sports Radio 610. You're a former Texan, now you're on the other side of things. You are rocking the mic 3 hours prior to game time. What is that like for you, man?
It's fun. It's different. Before games, I'm used to looking at X's and O's, preparing for the game. But now I'm looking at the people's bios, the players' bios, trying to break down who's going to win, why they're going to win. So same preparation, but it's just a different aspect.
And that's something that you kind of never envisioned you were going to do when you were a player, correct?
Right. While I was playing, I never expected to be a coach or to be in the media. When I was done with football, I just wanted to be done with football. I didn't want to keep bringing up the past. But when John McClain came to me and told me to give it a try, I got hooked. It's too fun. It keeps me close to the game without getting beat up. And I just enjoy it.
Yeah, you never would have thought. It's 8:30 right now in the morning. It's when you get to the games normally as a player. So you kind of keep the same routine almost at home.
You almost do, and you prepare the night before. Like I said, in the hotel, you're preparing by looking at your playbook. Last night, I was preparing by looking at the players, their bios, their stats. You go through the same preparation, but it's just different. It's different aspect as far as what I'm looking at, what I'm reading about. And I'm here at 8:30 getting ready for the game. The guys are in the locker room getting ready, but I'm getting ready up here, and I don't have to worry about getting beat up. So I enjoy that part about it.
What's going through your mind when you actually go up to the press box during the game? What's going through your mind when you see the stuff going on the field and you realize you're up there behind the glass up in the press box?
It's hard because I still love this team. The guys in the locker room are still my friends. And I remember the Tennessee game, I'm in the press box and they tell you you're supposed to be neutral in there. But anytime the Texans made a play, I'm, woohooing and screaming. And anytime something bad happened, I'm slamming my fist on the table. And one of the guys was like, hey, you're not supposed to show who you're rooting for. And I'm like, screw that. I'm a Texan. I'm raised in Texas. So I'm always going to be a homer. But the hardest part is just keeping my emotions neutral during the game.
And how great is it to be back here in Houston? You played at Rice. This is your new home, right?
Oh, it worked out. It was a blessing the way my whole career worked out as far as playing on the East Coast and getting a chance to play 3 years here with the Texans, because I knew I was always going to retire to Houston. I just fell in love with Houston after I left San Antonio and came to Rice. So it worked out great. Then to have the opportunity to work with the Texan Ambassador Program and to work with Sports Radio 610 here in Houston, it was just an easy transition.
Yeah, how much fun has that been, working with the radio station itself?
Oh, it's awesome. Again, the hardest part is just keeping your emotions in check. As a football player, if something goes wrong, you could curse, you could swing at somebody and not worry about it. At the radio station, if somebody calls in cussing out the Texans, I have to keep my emotions in check. So the hardest part is just keeping everything in check and staying neutral and even keel.
All right, Andy. Well, you guys got to get to work, so I'm going to let you get going. But thanks so much for joining us, man.
No, anytime. It's my pleasure, and y'all do a good job, so keep it up.